You're listening to KNX In Depth. I'm Mike Simpson, along with Charles Feldman.
There are new cases of a rare polio-like disease that mostly affects children. It is called acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM. According to the CDC, there have been 38 cases in 16 states thus far. Six cases have been reported in Minnesota. So to help us sort it all out is Kristen Ehrsman, who is director of infectious disease from the Minnesota Department of Health. What exactly is AFM, and what are the symptoms?
Acute flaccid myelitis is a rare but serious condition that affects the nervous system, specifically an area of the spinal cord called the gray matter. And basically, it causes muscles to become weak. And so the symptoms are often, or not often, but the symptoms are sudden muscle weakness in arms or legs, oftentimes following a respiratory illness.
So that second part, following a respiratory illness, a lot of things present as, you know, sniffles and sneezes, but the second part of it, limb weakness, your face starts drooping, you can't swallow or something like that, is that, that's the key warning sign, you know, you need to get to the doctor or you need to get to the hospital or something like that?
Absolutely. So it's the sudden muscle weakness that's the concern, but what has been seen with a number of the AFM cases is that when they look back, they had a viral illness that ultimately preceded the neurologic signs or the muscle weakness. But absolutely, you know, if your children all of a sudden have a sudden onset of the inability to move an arm or a leg, they definitely need to be evaluated by a medical professional right away, because that muscle weakness could progress to include the muscles of the respiratory tract, so that they would have difficulty breathing and would need, you know, assistance. So that's why we really encourage parents, if you see these sudden symptoms in your kids, definitely get them in to be evaluated.
Now, is this a disease that is primarily or exclusively for children? And if so, why?
Actually, no. It can affect any age, but the majority of cases that we are seeing have occurred in children. So it's not exclusive to children, but that's where we're seeing a majority of the cases.
And do we know why that is?
No, there are a lot of unknowns with this illness, and in that regard, it's a little bit frustrating. With so many other of the infectious diseases that we deal with, you know, measles, we know that it's caused by the measles virus. We know what the infectious period is. We know how long it takes once you've been exposed until you develop symptoms. With acute flaccid myelitis, there are many unknowns. So even as to what the cause is, in a number of individuals, they will have a viral illness preceding their neurologic signs, but not everyone will. And so it's thought that a viral illness could precipitate this, but it can be genetic or environmental. So yes, there's unfortunately a lot of unknowns.
Are there effective treatments?
There's not really a treatment for this. It's really providing supportive care to the individual. And so that's another frustration, is that it's not like a situation with a bacterial illness where we might be able to say, you know what, with this particular bacteria, this particular antibiotic would do the trick. We don't have that as an option. But there are things that, I mean, just to keep in mind that, you know, I mentioned that this was a rare illness. And so looking at the data that CDC has, it's really less than 1 in 1,000,000. So I think that we need to be alert and paying attention, I think parents also need to have a level of relief that this is not a common thing.
But you said 1 in 1,000,000, but you did have, what, 6 cases in Minnesota?
Right. But our cases, although they're clustered in time, there's no apparent commonality to the cases. So it's not like they all went to the same school or they're from the same city. So it's one of those things that, you know, you don't have to worry that, oh my goodness, this happened to a child in my kid's school and, you know, there's going to be all this transmission. It's not, at this point, we're not worried about infectious disease transmission like we would be with something like measles, which is highly infectious.
Okay, so you're putting the doctors on alert to keep their eyes out and parents too. recoveries made from this, or once the damage is done, is that the damage that's going to last forever?
Well, it's a range of recovery. So, I mean, unfortunately, there have been deaths from acute phlastomyelitis. Some individuals, you know, have neurologic damage that doesn't get better, and then some individuals do improve. So, you know, it, like I said, it's actually incredibly frustrating because there aren't, you can't neatly tie it up with a bow. It's definitely, there are a lot of gaps in our understanding. But what I wanted to say for parents in general is that, you know, because there may be a link, you know, to viruses in a number of the cases, there are a lot of things that you probably do already that help prevent viral illness or help prevent infectious diseases that we would encourage you to keep doing. And that's, you know, frequent hand washing, making sure that you cover your cough or cough into your elbow, staying home when you're sick, keeping up to date with your vaccinations, and also, you know, protecting yourself and your kids from mosquito bites. So those are really, you know, basic, simple things that you're already doing. But if you're doing them, you're already helping to protect your kids from acute phlastomyelitis.
Kristen Ehrsman, Director of Infectious Disease, Minnesota Department of Health.
When KNX In-Depth continues, some of the stories you may have missed, but we did not.